Chapter 1. Eli Friedan. It's a one-in-a-million shot, and we nail it. Just not in the way we planned. I lie against the cool stone of the pool deck and peer into the filter opening. I can make out the tip of the boomerang, but I can't quite jam my hand in deep enough to get a grip on it. It's stuck. What are the odds? Randy groans. You could throw that thing 50,000 times and never get anywhere near the filter, but one little challenge and bullseye. Randy's famous around Serenity for his challenges, which usually involve catching something uncatchable while riding a bicycle, jumping on a pogo stick, swinging on a rope, or rolling inside a truck tire. As his best friend, I'm usually the guinea pig for Randy's cockamamie ideas. Like today's challenge. Randy throws the boomerang out the window of the treehouse, and I'm supposed to leap off the diving board, snatch it out of midair, and do a cannonball into the pool. Only I miss. The cannonball turns into more of a belly flop, and the boomerang disappears inside the filter. Maybe Mr. Amani can get it out, I suggest. He's the local handyman, whose job includes pool maintenance and just about everything else from plumbing and electrical work to ridding your crawl space of scorpions and baby armadillos. And maybe he can't, which means my folks will have to call the pool guys. That's a much bigger deal than it sounds like. There's no pool company in Serenity, and the nearest town is 80 miles away. It can take weeks to get anybody to schedule a trip out here, and in the meantime, your pool turns to soup. Mr. and Mrs. Hardaway aren't going to be thrilled with this, although they're pretty used to it, having dealt with Randy for 13 years. It's definitely a drawback to living in a small town in the middle of nowhere. Every time something like this comes up, though, my dad just points to the newspaper clipping on our fridge. Serenity voted number one in USA for standard of living. He leads me through the bullet points in the article. No crime, no unemployment, no poverty, and no homelessness. The amazing part isn't so much that we have none of those things, but that other towns do, and they're okay with it. It must be awful. Of course, there are only 185 people in Serenity, so it's not so hard to make sure all of them have some place to live and work. We've got the Serenity Plastics Works, one of the largest producers of orange traffic cones in the United States. Our school has the highest test scores in New Mexico. We're right on the edge of Carson National Forest, surrounded by canyons, foothills, and woods, and the sun shines practically every day. True, it gets pretty hot sometimes, but we don't bake like they do in those real desert towns. No wonder Dad's so proud. He's the mayor, which sounds like a big deal, but it really isn't. His salary as mayor is $1 per year, and he always claims he's overpaid. Our parents constantly remind us how lucky we are, and we always roll our eyes. But you know what? They're right. We are lucky, just not when the pool filter is busted and the nearest repair is in Taos. Randy makes an executive decision. I'm not going to tell my folks about it. I'll just act 10 times as amazed as everybody else when they find the boomerang in there. I'm a little uncomfortable. That feels like lying. I know people do it all the time on TV and in books, but here, we're honest no matter what. Even when it's hard to be, or when it could get you in trouble. That might sound a little too good to be true, but I think that's why people here are so happy. We could go to my pool, I suggest, anxious to change the subject. No boomerang, though. My dad is 20 times as strict as the Hardaways. He's the school principal as well as the mayor. That is a big job. There's only one school in town. Nah, I'm sick of swimming. We could hang out in the treehouse. Boring, he declares. Every kid in town has a treehouse, and none of them are any fun. And don't say video games either. It doesn't matter how good your home theater is when all your games are lame. Our games aren't so lame, I remind him. Randy and I have figured out a way to tweak the game software to unlock hidden features like crashing cars and fighting with real weapons. Turns out I've got a knack for that kind of thing. I can do it with my iPad and computers, too. It's strictly hush-hush because everybody in Serenity is anti-violence. I am, too. But in a video game, I figure where's the harm in it? It's not like it's actually happening.
Yawn.
Randy gets this way sometimes, where nothing satisfies him. Basically, he's a crab. Believe it or not, it's one of the main reasons I like him. You don't hear much complaining in Serenity,